Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara of Vav and Beis. We are 7 lines from the Brahma with the words of Umi Abdina Ketrei Chumrei. So again, to remind ourselves what we were discussing, we had the people of Nahardai that they apparently had this Mavoi Akum. They had this bent Mavoi that was, right, we discussed it as being in the shape of a Ches. And they were machmir like the chumrah of Rab and the chumrah of Shmuel. And what were they said that they itzrichud the lasos, that they required doors to be there for carrying, and they also were requiring defining it as a mavoi mefulash, as an open mavoi. But the Gemara says, but wait a second, Rab himself didn't say that you need to have the lasos. So why did they have to say that you needed lasos? So they said because on that point they held like Shmuel. So therefore they held like Shmuel, and the held that the halachas like Chananya that you do need mavai mefulash. You needed a dlasos. But they said that Shmuel says that this dafka, this mavai akum that's bent mavai in the shape of a ches, is going to be like a mavai sasum that doesn't require dlasos. So it says like that. They held like Rav that it's going to be like mefulash, that it's machmer. So again, Shmuel didn't hold of this chumrah and Rav didn't hold of this chumrah. But if you combine one sheet of Shmuel, one sheet of Rav, you will have this chumrah to do a double chumrah to follow the both the chumrah of Rav and Shmuel, even though both of them independently, if you look at their shitas, they would not agree with this chumrah whatsoever. So the Gemara says, is that really a proper thing to be doing? When we have dina ketrei chumrah, do we really follow that practice of following two chumrahs, which both Rav and Shmuel, if you ask them halacha l'maaseh, would they be mekel? They said, yeah, you can really in fact be mekel. So according to them too, you shouldn't have to be machmer. Is it proper to do that? The Gemara says about tana, but didn't we teach in a braisa? La'ola malacha ki beis hilal. The halacha always follows Beis Hillel, as opposed to Beis Shammai. V'haros l'azuk edu Beis Shammai, o sek edu Beis Hillel. So however, if you want to follow the Shita of Beis Hillel, that's okay. If you follow Shita of Beis Shammai, that's also okay. Well, what do you mean? We just said before, the halacha always follows Beis Hillel. Okay, so the Gemara is going to ask that kasha. We'll get to that point of the Beisah later. The Gemara is going to analyze his entire Beisah. So the Gemara also says, the Beis continues though. The Beis says, "Mikulei Beis Shammai, Mikulei Beis Hillel." If you find just the leniency, it's always cooler shopping. Find the leniency of Beis Shammai, leniency of Beis Hillel. The Gemara also says that's also not a good thing. Then you're going to be called a Rasha. The Gemara is going to discuss this. Mechumrah Beis Shammai, Mechumrah Beis Hillel. Ever, if you want to follow the chumras, the only the stringencies of Beis Shammai and the stringency of Beis Hillel, so that's also not a good thing. The Gemara is going to say, "Allah Vakosiv Omer." Based on the pasuk says, "Haksil v'choshe cholei." The pasuk says the fool is going in darkness. It's like you're going in darkness because you're just picking all the chumras. The Gemara is going to discuss this. Ella ikib Beis Shammai kikulei no chumran. Ikib Beis Hillel kikulei no chumran. Following Beis Shammai should follow the leniencies in their chumras. Their leniencies, right, and their chumras and their machmer opinions. And the Beis Hillel also, you should follow their leniencies and their kulas and their chumras. You don't have to pick both the chumras of each of them, especially when. So the Gemara is going to discuss exactly, especially when they're going to be conscious to each other. So the Gemara is assuming that there was a problem with that. It's not a smart thing to do based on the Braisa. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Hagufa Kashba, wait a second, the Braisa itself is contradictory to itself. The Gemara says, "Amar the olam alacha ke Beis Hillel." You just said the alacha always follow Beis Hillel, and then right after, the Amar Sarot says, "Get the Beis Shammai." Osa that if you want a paskin like Beis Shammai, you're allowed to. We just said alacha follows Beis Hillel. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, "Lo kasha." That's not a problem in the Braisa, because you can answer the following kan kodem baskel, that in the case of the second part of the Braisa, which is telling you that you can pick either shita, that's telling you before they heard the baskel. The baskel came out. The Gemara is going to discuss this later in this Masechta. The Gemara is going to learn out that there were machlok for I think it was 3 years, and the Gemara is going to say over there that a baskel came out, a heavenly voice came out, and it told them that elu ve'elu dibra, the famous statement elu ve'elu dibra came chayim, that these are both words Hashem wanted to have this machlokas. However, halacha kibes hilal. I think it's based on the Zohar, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's based on Kabbalah, but maybe I could be that there's nigla also that says that asid lavel halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. By the way, we follow Beis Hillel in this world, so maybe this statement was when this braisa was written. It was before the baskel came out, the heavenly voice came out and pronounced that the lacha is going to follow Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, "Kalachar baskel azra." The braisa that says we should always follow Beis Hillel, that's referring to after the heavenly voices came out. Therefore, it was important to point that we always follow Beit Shammai. So the braisa has two parts, which apparently it's very interesting. The braisa is written right after the other. It sounds like it was one braisa, but really it's two parts of the braisa, which seemingly are written at two different times and following two different opinions. That's what we're going to learn from there. And that's where what's coming out. So that's the point. So the Gemara now says, V'ibay Seima. So the Gemara says, maybe we could give another suggestion. We could say, ha v'ha l'achar baskel, that both of them are going to be after the baskel. And the Gemara Tzurim Aflek Samarav of Rabbi Yeshua, and the Brace, the second statement that said that either Bisham or Zillah, you could follow either one, is that of Rabbi Yeshua, the Lomishkaf Baskel. Rabbi Yeshua does not follow a Baskel. What's going on? So Rashi just tells you this is the Gemara Bava Metzia. So what is that Gemara Bava Metzia discussing over there? So the Gemara in Perek Azav, the Gemara discusses that there was a Machlokas Rabbi Yezer and the Chachamim about the Tanur Shachnai, whether it was Tameh or Tahor. We're not going to get into all the details over there. However, he brought in all the Rayas and he said, I'm going to make Shemayim turn over, and a Baskel came out and told Allah follows like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua ignored the whole thing, and he says in Mashkichim Baskel that we don't listen to a Baskel. So why is that? Because it says Loba Shemaimi. He said that we don't listen to Loba Shemaimi, that the Halacha does not in the Shemaim. It's for us to decide, the Chachamim to decide, and we Paskin that he is wrong. So therefore, the Reis's first statement apparently is going to be that of the Chachamim, who say that we are able to give some weight to a Baskel, as opposed to Rabbi Yeshua is not following the Baskel. So that's what comes out over there. It seems to be, based on the Gemara over there, though, that the Chachamim himself don't agree with the concept of a Baskel, so why isn't that a Beferish Araya? Tosos is bothered by this also. So the Tosos give an answer that maybe because we actually don't Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. We Paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. So if we Paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, shouldn't we agree that you don't want to listen to a Baskel? So Tosos give an answer why there's a chilik between the different types of Baskel. There the Baskel is going against the Rabbim. So since the Baskel is going against the Rabbim, then we're not going to listen to that Baskel. However, here, the halacha really was that the Beis Hillel were the rove. This was just confirming what we had already thought, that we should follow Beis Hillel. So it's like machria. It's similar to like when we have in Kabbalah. When Kabbalah, a lot of times, if it's Kabbalah against, seemingly against halacha, then we're not going to paskin like Kabbalah. However, if it's a safek ashakel, or we don't know how to paskin, and Kabbalah says one way very strongly, usually we'll paskin like Kabbalah. Same thing with this baskel, the fitosos, if this baskel is like we're not sure, then we thought one way anyway, we thought we should paskin like Beis Hillel, then the baskel came out and said it, then for sure, that's going to be the seal on the deal that we're going to paskin like Beis Hillel. But to just come out and paskin like Ashitas Yachitosos said, that's why we won't listen to baskel, and really there would be no machlokas Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim over here, and they wouldn't just be disagreeing with the baskel. So the Gemara now says, so giving another answer, Gemara says Ibais Ema now, the Gemara says we can give another answer, there's no machlokas either, because Hach Gemara, this is what the Brice's second statement means. It means Kolhecha de Mishkachas Tre Tanai, Tre Amurai, the Pligi Adadi, wherever you have two machlokas Tanayim, and then we're arguing with each other, Ke'ein machloka b'sham Yisrael. So it's not really referencing machlokas b'sham Yisrael, but it's similar to that of the Yisrael b'sham Yisrael. They're just arguing, and we don't know how to paskin. Lo levad b'kikuli markuli, but don't pick and choose. Don't pick like this leniency of this one and the leniency of that one. Lo kikuli demar l'chum demar, because ella ikikuli demar l'chum demar. You should paskin like one chacham, and you paskin like his leniency and his chumah. Ikikuli demar u'chum le'aved. You should always paskin like his chumas and his kulas. You shouldn't be paskining at all, you shouldn't be paskin like this one's kulas, this one's chumras. That's what we're not going to say over here. So that's what comes out. That's what the Gemara wants to suggest. So Gemara says, but wait a second. After Anas Abayis, the Gemara still says mikom makom kasha. That at the end of the day, though, we still don't answer the question about how do the people of Narada paskin like the chumra of Ram and Shmuel. Though the Braisa would be against that part of the Braisa. We haven't amended any part of that Braisa. And the Braisa said explicitly, you shouldn't pick a chumra either. That's also foolish to pick a chumra in that regard. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchak, Kule Kirav Avduha. The people of Dara did it entirely like Rav. They did it, he didn't do it like Shmuel. And apparently they understood that you should be putting the doors on it to make the dosas also based on Rav. And this isn't going to be arguing Rav that he said before. The Lacha is going to follow the Tanakhama. Why is that? Because really, Rav wanted to paskin at the Tanakhama that you don't need the doors, but he was telling you this only as a matter, usually we say halacha in Morakin, the Gedra is that it's halacha that we don't want to say in public. So therefore, we're understanding that really he felt that the halacha should be, that really the halacha should be like Hananya, that you should make a door. So therefore, if you baskin like Rav, then they're full-fledged like Rav. The door concept also was like Rav, because that's the way we're baskining in public, that's how we're telling the Rabbim to do. So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, Ulravada Barav Amarav, Damarlach Umorin Kane. But according to Ravada Barav, it says that no, Rav really held that you could say this to the Rabbim also. You could tell everyone to doorish in public like this, that you don't need any doors. So then according to him, Aikala Mimar, so then what would be the reasoning of the people of Nardai? Why would they be following the chumras of Shmuel on the Chumras of Rav. Again, because according to Rav here, the way they're understanding it, Lefi, the statement of Rav Ada Barava, that you don't need any dalasos whatsoever. So why did they, why were they machmer on putting these doors? The Gemara answer is Amar Rav Shivzi. Rav Shivzi said, Ki lo avdinan ki chumrit de beit shrei. Hecha de satra adada. When do we say we don't follow two Chumras? Is when they are directly contradicting each other. Kigod shidra v'gulgulis. Like that of the spine and the skull, which the Gemara is about to explain. Says the Mishnah, Destan, what do we learn about the spine and the skull? We actually had this a little bit. Rashi made mention of this because when we said etzem kisora is metame, so we got into a little bit that the spine and the skull are also metame, even less of the shear of a etzem, of the barley kernel. The Gemara says, Hashidra v'gulgulis shechasra. If you have the spine and the skull that was the chasru, there was less than the amount, the parts of it were missing, so then it's not going to be metame tumas olal, right? It's still going to be mago masa. This whole shayla was tumas olal, how big is it? Tumas olal. There's three types of tuma when you have a dead body. If you touch it or if you carry it, that's mago masa. However, if it's in the same body, under the same roof, as a person who's living, that person is going to become an avatuma. So the Gemara is discussing that if it's, you didn't touch it, but it's under the same roof, so how? So if it's missing parts, it's not going to be tamei be'oil. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Ve'kama chisaron b'shidru. So how much has to be missing in the spine in order to not be considered tamei be'oil? So the Gemara says, b'shamei omrim shtei chulios. Bishamai said that if two vertebrae are missing, then it's going to be incomplete halachically, and it's not going to be metame. However, Bishilas Mormekel, they say even chuli achas, even if one vertebrae is missing, then it is not going to be metame be'ohel. So if you have one missing, according to Bishamai, it is still metame be'ohel. Bishil would say that it's not. Vilgulgulis, however, how many? When it comes to a skull, how much is a skull going to be to be considered less than the shear? The Gemara says Bishamai Omrim Kimelo Mekdach. That Bishamai describe it as it's a hole made by some sort of tool that's used for digging. Bishila says it's a different amount. The move from a live person would cause him to die. That amount it is. And that, the Gemara and Bechoros discussed that it's the size of a sela coin. And both these cases, that is still smaller than that of the shear of Bishamai. So we see over here that both Bishila are going to be more makel than Bishamai, both of these examples, because they're going to assume that even a lesser amount that's missing from this skull or spine is going to make the person not maybe Bishamai. However, the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Va'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel." Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, "V'chein le'inyan treifa." That the same machlokas would be with regards to a treifa. That what does that mean? That Bishamai would consider what would happen? Bishamai would not consider the animal treifa until the spine or the skull is missing a larger amount, because that this is now going to be a kula in regards to shitas Bishamai. So we see that this was the concept of a chumra le'dekula. That in one regard, in regards to Tuma Vitara, Bishamai is going to be Machmir. But in regards to a treif, what defines it as treif, they're going to have a more makel shita, more lenient opinion. Why? Because they don't understand the skull or the spine is fundamentally missing anything in order to make it a treif until it's missing both of those parts. Until, in the case of, let's say, the spine, it has to be missing two vertebrae. As opposed to Bishamai, would hold one vertebrae is fundamentally considered missing, so that would be called a treif, according to Bishamai. So if you decide to follow Bishamai's ruling with regards to Ohel, and say that you can follow Bishamai with regards to the fact that it's not metame, then you all of a sudden you find an animal that's missing one vertebrae. So then, according to Bishamai, it's going to be mamish treif, and you decide to eat it because you're following Bishamai. That is when you're called a rasha. And where the two chumras are not contradicting each other, and they're just simply just a chumra, and that, not a chumra that's going to be a kula. So there, in the case of the mavi mefulash, where we're going to follow Rav with regards to what's called a mavi mefulash, and also what's going to be considered a mavi akum, and to be machmer and mavi akum to require glossos. So even though neither Rav or Shmuel would say that, that's not going to be a problem where it's kol kula chumra. So here we're suggesting where it's a chumra that's going to be maybe delayed to kula, and then you're going to be so sure each other that it doesn't make sense to follow that. So when we're asked, wait a second, is it really true where the two chumras, the two stringencies that are contradicting each other, we're not going to follow both of them, as the Braisa said, is that really true? Maisi Rav Mashir, Rav Mashir had a question to that. Maisi Rabbi Akiva Shalikit Echeb Be'echad B'Shvat. It once happened that Rabbi Akiva had an Esrog on the first day of Shvat, and this was going to be on the third year of the Shemitah cycle. So Yisuran, and what did he do? He took off two Maisra Sani. He took off Maisra Sheni and Maisra Ani, because he wasn't sure about it. So why did he do this? Echad kidivrei Beit Shammai. You know what? Let's first already do the Hakdama. Let's go down when I first read the Gemara, but we'll do first like explaining the Hakdama, and then we'll just explain what exactly is what was Rabbi Akiva doing. So we know that there's the concept of Truma. Truma is you take off 2%. So if you have 100 apples, you take off 2. Mentioned an example all the time. Then after that, you have Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon is the 10% that's given after that to the Levi. So let's round up. You'll say 9.8. So you give him 10 apples. So you're left with, at this point, you're left with 88 apples. Right? So now, of those 88 apples, you still have another meiser to give off. You have to give another 10%. We'll just round it for equal to make it easy. We're going to have another 8 apples you have to give. That's meiser sheni. So it depends on what year of the Shemitah cycle. There's a 7-year Shemitah cycle, so the 7th year is Shemitah. So you don't take off any chovas of meiser. But on years 3 and 6, you have meiser ani. You give it to the poor person. So that you give to the poor person and he eats it wherever he wants. However, on years 1, 2, 4, and 5, you don't do Meiser Sheni. You don't do Meiser Ani. You don't give it to the poor person. Rather, it's Meiser Sheni. You bring it to Yerushalayim. That's what you bring into Yerushalayim, and you eat the produce in Yerushalayim. That's where you can be poda on it. So that's there. So now, when does this actually begin? So Shemitah, we know, starts on Rosh Hashanah. That's what we learn, that Shemitah begins on Rosh Hashanah. However, when do we assume that the fruit starting in terms of accounting of when is year 3 and when is year 1, 2, 4, 5? So in the cases of fruit, usually we assume that we go Basar Chanata. The Gemara in Kedushin discusses this, right? The beginning of Kedushin over there, that it comes, that it's going to be when the fruit is first starting to form. So ever, there are some exceptions that when it comes specifically to an Esrog, that it's going to be Basar Lakita, that it's going to be the year we actually decide to pick it off the tree. So if an example, if an Esrog was picked before, so when is that point? At these points is going to be machlokas b'sham and b'sil. B'sham b'sil assume that it's echad b'shvat, and b'sil assume that it's two b'shvat. That's a famous idea by Rav Dessner. He says b'sham is always after the potential, and b'sil is with the actual. Okay, I'm not getting into that right now, but really that's the day that is the deciding factor. That's why two b'shvat tegiya chagli anot. That was really more of when we actually had Shumos and Meis was given for when the actual to bring them to Yerushalayim or give them to the Ani. That's, I guess it's Nogei Avraham Hashem again, this Eretz Yisrael again. But that's the idea of the fruits being, the fruits creating an Iker factor is Tu B'Shvat. So Rabbi Akiva, he was Likit Ekab Echad B'Shvat. So it was only the first day. So that's only according to Beis Shammai. But however, Nagba Shtei Yusurin, so he still required it to do Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani as Machmer on both of them. So we see that he did. So Agav, the Tosfos get into how was he able to do that? How are you supposed to give it to the poor and bring it to Yerushalayim? So Tosfos says that based on Yerushalayim that he did it al tanai, and then he did it, and then he was mechalal it, and then gave it to Aniyam as well. Okay, so but either way, so he was able to be ma'achmir for both shitas, but he was following Beis Shammai, echad kedivrei Beis Shammai, and echad kedivrei Beis Hillel. So we see over here that he was being ma'achmir for both shitas, and over here he was following both Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, even though they're mutually exclusive shitas, as the Gemara wants to suggest, when they're mutually exclusive, you don't have to be machmer for both of them. And in fact, you shouldn't be. That's someone who's going in the seal, according to the pasuk, that you're like you're going in the darkness. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara answers, now Rabbi Kiva, Gemara is topically. So Rabbi Kiva, apparently, he had a tradition that he was unsure of what exactly Beis Hillel was. He was only trying to follow Beis Hillel, as Rashi points out, but he didn't know what Beis Hillel held. So is it the halacha is dafka about the first day of Shvat, or is the 15th Shvat? He didn't know what Beis Hillel held. Therefore, he was machmir here, machmir there. He was therefore going to take off both the Meiser Ani and the Meiser Sheni. We see over here, Tosfos and Ida point out that where there's a suffix in Psak, based on this Gemara over here, based on Rabbi Akiva, then it's not a bad thing to be machmir like both chumras, even though they're mutually exclusive chumras. And based on that, that's what many people have the minhag, which is now seemingly it's justified, is that they're machmir on Shabbos, being mekabel Shabbos, they'll never do any malach or anything. Obviously, I think almost everyone is machmir for this. After there's man of shkia of the geonim, the shkia of the geonim starts right at shkia, and then according as opposed to Rabbeinu Tam, you have another 60 minutes to do malach. It's day according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's full fledged day for another hour. That's why people think Chassidim are crazy. They're really just a lot of them are passing like Rabbeinu Tam, both the Chumrah, both the Kula, which many people did in Europe, Agav also. It's not the craziest thing to pass like Rabbeinu Tam both ways. But either way, so many people are going to be machmer on that end. And then when it comes to Motzi Shabbos, they're going to follow based on Rabbeinu Tam, who's machmer to assume 72 minutes. Those are mutually exclusive shitas, as I just pointed out. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's full-fledged day on Erev Shabbos, yet never in a million years would they do malacha after the Shkia. But that's based on this Tosos, where Savik and Pesach, you're allowed to follow two mutually exclusive shitas. A similar thing the Mishnah Berurah discusses, that people have the minhag, and I actually have this minhag, is that machmer on both ends of the Sefira for when not to listen to music. For whatever reason, since the minhagim were misbalbel, so from beginning till Lag BaOmer and for Lag BaOmer after, basically till Shlosh Me'agbala, there are those who follow both the chumras, both minhagim, because they don't know which minhag, they don't know which halacha they're following, and there's a minhag Yerushalayim, I think, also, and the Mishnah Berurah justifies it. He said that's okay. That's seemingly going to be something that's okay. And the same thing would go on the other hand about a kula, though. That's a case that comes up. This is very lamaisa, this gemara over here. That if you decided to, let's say, for example, this comes up. Let's say, get very much in the summer. People daven mincha marav early. They daven mincha marav with the tzibur. They daven mincha marav at plaga mincha. So now, when you daven marav already, according to many Rishonim, you've already created that's laila for you. So what happens if you realize you forgot to put on tefillin? That's a big shayla. It's not so much that you can put it on at all. Less so even with the bracha. I think the machmir to assume, if I remember correctly, that you put it on with, I think, the Shulchan Aruch rules, that you put on without a bracha. That if you've already daven mincha marav, you realize you forgot to put on tefillin that day, since you've already made it nighttime, if I go back and put on my tefillin, now I've been so sure what I just did. So how can I do that? So that I've already made it laila, I just made it nighttime. So that's a big shayla. Also in your Mekabel Shabbos, the similar idea. Okay, this is a very important halacha lemaisa point that the Gemara is mentioning. Right, now the Gemara is going to go back to Machlokas Tanakam and Chananya, when it comes to a mavoi that's mefulash on both ends, whether or not you have to have glasses. The Gemara says, Yosef, Rav Yosef, Kamed Rav Huna. So Rav Yosef was sitting before Rav Huna. Yosef Kamar, and Rav Yosef was saying the following. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Machlokas the Tanakama and Chananya, when it comes to a mavoi mefulash, an open mavoi, besatria mikan, besatria mikan. That's when you have like this public thoroughfare, that's what Rashi described in Shabbos. That over there, in that case, is on one end, and meaning of Rosh Hashanah, the rice, apalta mekan, basa mekan. Also, you have this public square on both ends of it. That's when he requires Chananya to say that you need a door at one of the ends. Because at that point, you have a Rosh Hashanah, the rice on both ends. Aval sartaya mekan, bika mekan, whatever. If you have the public square for the rice, however, the other end is only going to be a bika, which is an open field, which is only derabanan. There's only derabanan on the other end of it. So then says the Gemara, o bika mekan, bika mekan, or let's you have both terabanans on both ends, so then Chananya would agree that you don't need also terza pesach mikan and lechir kor mikan. All you need is a terza pesach, an opening, like a door opening on one end. You don't actually need actual doors there, and or lechir kor on the other end, and that'd be enough to matter you to carry inside of that. So the Gemara asks, why do you mention both cases of hashas terza mikan bika mikan also terza pesach mikan and lechir kor mikan? So then bika mikan. Wait a second. When a case like case where I had a Rosh Hashanah, Sartaya was this public thoroughfare, that's Dereisa. And then the other end, Yadabika, which is Derabanan. So then Rav told us that in the Torah of Pesach is going to be enough. That this, right, the doorway, the entrance way, having just the entrance way is going to be enough. And then Lechikor on the other side is going to be enough. But then obviously then Kol Shekin, and then obviously Kavach Chomer, then if I have a Derabanan, Rosh Hashanah Rabim only Derabanan on both ends on the other side, then obviously I'm going to be Meka. Why does Rav even to mention that case Bichlal? So the Gemara says, Halki Kamar, this is what Rav really meant to say. Sartaya Mikan, Abika Mikan. That if the mavoi, as the public thoroughfare over here, is open to fields on one end, nasa can become mikan, become mikan. So it's as if the mavoi is open fields here and open fields over there, and the only ones, and therefore only you only need a terza pesach and a kora at all. That's all you're going to require according to Rav. So basically, meaning the Sfasemis says, so what exactly is Rav trying to be mechadish over here? Maybe Rav was telling us, he was teaching us in this way, dafka, to teach us that Tursa Pesach can replace at either end of the Mavoi, and the chiddush over here is that it could be at either end of the Mavoi, and I would have thought that Tursa Pesach, a dafka would have to be placed in the area which is the Rosh Hashanah, dafka the Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, but maybe that's what's going on over here. U'misayim bei mishmid Rav Yehuda, and therefore of Yosef, was saying this in the name of Rav Yehuda, that meaning that this was not in the name of Rav. Rav Yehuda many times was the Talmud of Rav, so he would say things in the name of Rav, but this was Dafkan Rav Yehuda. Imaya Mavoi Kalel Rechava. If the Mavoi of the Rosh Hashanah Rabim was open to Rosh Hashanah Rabim at one end, but at the end it was only into the way Rashi describes it as like an area in the back of the, more like a backyard ki'ilu of these houses, so then those went into Rosh Hashanah Rabim in Sarach Klum, that they would not need anything on the back side of the Rechava, on the back lot, that would not need anything. The Mavoi is going to be considered Sosim, is going to close at that point, even though people can go theoretically from Rosh Hashanah Rabim from one to the other. If you have a picture over here, I have a nice picture of those, right? That was a good one. Over here, it'd be helpful to see exactly what the Matzias is discussing, but I think so. The Gemara over here is going to be so easier. So the Gemara now says again. So then you don't need anything because that's going to be considered Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says Amar Le Abaye Rav Yosef, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Hadra Rav Yehuda. This ruling of Rav Yehuda, which he said he didn't name who it was, the Shmuel. It must be that this was the shita of Shmuel and not that of Rav. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud both of Rav and Shmuel. He would say many times things in the name of Shmuel, many things times in the name of Rav. He said this must be in the name of Shmuel because the either Rav. The Gemara says now if it was really the ruling of Rav, Kasha the Rav, the Rav betarted. The first ruling of Rav would have contradicted in the other ruling of Rav in two ways. The Gemara is going to explain. If you have a mavoi which had the breach in it, right, an opening in it along the entire way of the mavoi, so it was completely open to a chatzer, so meaning that the mavoi's back wall had fallen off. And therefore, it was connected now to the chatzer, and it was connected to the chatzer. In which case, the question is, what's going to be the halacha of an ifritz chatzer connecto? And the firewall of the chatzer also was open to the mavoi. So now that chatzer now was open to the rishus rabim on that back end. Again, if you have a picture, it'd be helpful. The Gemara says chatzer murteris, carrying the chatzer is going to be mutter, and because the chatzer is going to be halachically viewed as closed off. Even though the chatzer opens to Rosh Hashanah on one end, still, since it has walls on the sides, that's going to be okay. So that's permitted to carry in the chatzer. So the Gemara now says, so chatzer mutar and mavoi aser, but carrying in the mavoi is still going to be aser unless you make the proper adjustments. So according to Rav, that it's going to be aser to carry in the mavoi because it looks like a mavoi mefulash. It looks like a mavoi that's open, and since the open Rosh Hashanah is from both ends, so then it seemingly is going to be problematic. That's what Rav would hold. So according to this, Rav Yehuda said it's mutter. How Rav seemingly says it's usher. It can't be that sheet is out of Rav. So the Gemara now says that the Gemara shows that Amai. So why did Rav say that it's usher to carry in the mavoi? Because the Gemara asks him, lehave kimavoi shekala rechava. Why can we just assume that the mavoi is going to be considered like it's going to the rechava, where Rav Yehuda said that it's going to be okay? Meaning the Gemara is comparing rechava. In our example, the Gemara wants to compare rechava to that of carrying in a mavoi that's open to the chatzer into the area next to the Rosh Hashanah, and that case was the case of Rav. So, the Gemara again is pointing out that chatzer basically is going to be compared to rechava, and if Rav is machmir on, if Rav is going to be machmir on chatzer, so the Chori should be machmir on rechava as well. And what's the second idea? So again, we said betarte, there'll be two problems. The second point between Rav and Rav Yehuda is that Rav Yehuda, who says that the chatzer of the rechava, he sounds like he's saying that a mavoi is ending by the chatzer. That alone would say that it's usher to carry in the mavoi. On the other hand, it seems from Rav that the case of carrying in a mavoi, it would say that it's mutter to carry in a mavoi, where it is not for the fact that the chatzer turned into rishus rabim, would not necessarily be a problem. So again, what comes out that we have a mavoi that's open to a chatzer, which has, and now also there's a point of erev chatzeris. You have to do an erev as well. You have to do an erev chatzeris, as Rashi points out, that's part of it as well. So the Gemara is assuming that according to Rav, if you have a mavoi that's open to a chatzer, which had no erev, according to Rav, it's going to be mutter, and it's not going to be considered mefulash. However, Rav Yehuda doesn't say it's usher because it's considered mefulash. However, if a chatzer is open to Rosh Hashanah opposite a mavoi, in that case, Rav is going to say that it's usher, and Rav Yehuda is going to say that it's mutter because Rav Yehuda is going to hold that it's considered a mavoi hasasim. So the Gemara now asks, the Gemara says though, so the Gemara says that Amar Leh, so Rav Yosef responded to Abaye, he says, Ana lo yadana. I don't know whether Rav Yehuda said it's from Rav or Shmuel, but I do know Uvda Have Bedura Darusa, that one case, this similar thing happened in a shepherd's village. Mavoi Shekal Rechava Have, and it was a Mavoi that went into this area, this like backyard area, which then opened to Erishus Hey Rabin. But also the covenant of Yehuda, and they came before Yehuda, he didn't require anything to be done. He held that it was mutter because the Mavoi is considered unlikely to end by the Rechava, so in the carrying of the Mavoi would not be an issue. The Ikashe Mishmei de Rav, and if there is a Kasha, the Rav Yehuda said his ruling in the name of Rav, so you wanted to say it to Have Mishmei de Shmuel, then say it to Shmuel below Kasha Mida, then it wouldn't be a Kasha. Meaning he's saying that this happened Maisa de Haya with Rav Yehuda, he was Mekel. You want to assume that it was a Kasha, then assume that he set up the same Shmuel. So we therefore Rav Yosef was assuming that Rav Yehuda was saying is not like Rav, rather seemingly to be like Rav Shmuel. The Gemara says, Hash de Amar le'er Sheshus le'rav bar Abba. Wait a second. That where Sheshus says the name of Rav Shmuel bar Abba, but Amar le'er Rav Yosef bar Abba said this, that in the name of Rav Sheshus, whoever said this, Asar v'lach, that I'm going to explain to you that the rulings of Rav, state of Rav Yirmiya, discussion that we mentioned before, with regards to Mavoi that was opened, that the Mavoi that was opened into a chatzer. So now, we said over there that he didn't say that it was usher to carry the mavoi, rather, kancha irvu, kancha lo irvu. That it would depend on whether or not this mavoi and the chatzer made an erev together. The Rav said it's only usher to carry the mavoi only when it didn't do an erev chatzeris, the joint erev chatzeris, which was makes the unit, I don't know if I mentioned erev chatzeris so much before, the erev chatzeris is going to make everyone have a loaf of bread together, that makes them all one or shus, it's one of the things that you need to make a mutter to carry. So now, if they did such a thing between the erev and the mavoi, then, and then it's going to be mutter to carry in the mavoi. So therefore, if that's the case though, so then under Rav Lamakasha, then it wouldn't be a steer on what Rav had said. that we could assume that Rabbi Yehuda is in fact also like that of Rav in a case that we had before, when it came to the shepherd's thing, when it came to the shepherd's village, that over there that can be like Rav as well, because that when if they made an Erev Chatzeres, then it would be like Rav Yehuda, that'd be okay to carry in that Rishus. In that mavoi, and if they didn't make this Erev Chatzeros, then that would be like the machmer shita that we saw before, that we mentioned the name of Rav, that would be machmer. So therefore, as they're not content in making this, therefore that's going to be considered something that's it's not something that it's done by the proper Erev Chatzeros, then we're going to be machmer. Okay, we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem, the Lamai, the Saika Daitin, we'll pick up from that part, the next part, Daf Ches, tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem.